listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. What's going on, everyone? It's April 19th in New York City, 11 p.m., LA, 8 p.m. I got Rocco, my co-host, on tonight in LA, holding down the fort, and I'm in New York. It has been a crazy week. Rocco, where do we even start? What's up, my man?
Man, I'm not even sure yet. It has been an absolutely insane week. It has. It was actually really warm today in Los Angeles. I was very surprised. But it was very beautiful, very warm. How's everything going with you in New York?
Well, I got to tell you, man, it's been an amazing weekend in New York. It was like 70 degrees yesterday. The cherry blossoms on the West Side Highway were out. I took out my little 1929 Mercedes, cruised down, and it was an awesome day in New York. But, my man, I got to tell you what's going on. First, I got to give my birthday shout-outs because it's Elizabeth Cartel, Emily Zerbst, Alexia, Max McGee, another Max. Happy birthday, Max. Christina, Connor, Nakisha, Melissa, Melanie, Mike, and Devin. Happy birthday, you all. Now, anyway, getting that out the way, we've got an amazing show for everyone tonight because this whole week I've been in New York, so I've been catching up with what's going on in New York. We've got an amazing personality with so many titles to her name, Shaquita, coming on in the show in just a little bit. And we got LA Talk Radio's own London Garcia on Max and Friends. I know, Rocco, we got to redo our intro, but we just never seem to be to be in LA at the same time, my friend. But also, I got to tell you, our guest tonight, check her out. Go to myspace.com/Shaquita. That's S-H-E-Q-U-I-D-A. My friend Jackie gets mad every time I spell, but that's the name that you got to know, and that's how to spell it. And also, Twitter. Go to twitter.com because I'm on there. Rock, are you up there yet?
No, not yet. I haven't actually set that up yet.
Let me tell you, one thing that pisses me off with Twitter, be careful when you click on that you want your mobile number to be texted, because I get texts from Mariah Carey at like 3:30 in the morning. I'm about to slap the bitch because she's you're not trying to sleep. But nonetheless, Twitter's awesome. I'm up there, and it's a fun site. I think y'all should definitely check it out. I'm sure y'all heard it. Ashton Kutcher's at over a million people. Oprah's on her way up. So that's that. So what's going on with you, Rocco?
Well, we are starting to put together our plan with our Fashion News Live program. There's actually something in the works with a really big network that I cannot talk about just yet. But I've had a couple meetings, and there's some big, exciting news. And then I have a really good friend of mine. He just flew into L.A. today. All of you know him by Miss J., the runway coach on America Next Top Model. They're going to start filming season 13 this week here in Los Angeles, and we will have them on the show very soon.
You know, you make me go back because, you know, I was on the first season of that. That was,
I remember,
12 seasons ago. Man, that makes me feel old and decrepit in this model industry because, you know, 12 seasons. Because one day you're in, the next day you're out. But that's a different show. But anyway, so yeah, you're getting ready to take Fashion News Live to a whole nother level, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, I went to a few places that I got to drop this week. I went to my favorite restaurant in Connecticut called The Scala. It was such a beautiful day. I was like, I got to have dinner on the water. So I promised them I would give them a drop. Then y'all like chocolate. Okay, I know all my listeners love chocolate, and I've dropped some great chocolate companies out there. This is another name I got to spell, so Jackie, bear with me. KNIPSCHILDT.net, Knipschild Chocolate here. Let me tell you something, the most amazing chocolate in the world. Oprah loves him. Madonna loves him. Speaking of Madonna, she fell off a horse in the Hamptons. You heard about this, Rocco?
No, not sure. No, I didn't hear
Madonna.
About that.
Okay, well, she can't get a kid in Africa, so she comes back to New York to fall off a horse to get more press. Happened today.
Oh, on Saturday. That's right. On Saturday that happened.
So there you go. Madonna falling. I went horseback riding this morning, 8:30 this morning, so it's pretty easy to stay on. I guess her yoga legs can't keep her on. But you know what, Rocco? I don't think we should waste any more time shooting the shit because we got Shaquita on the show on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Shaquita, welcome to Max and Friends.
Welcome, guys. Hi.
How are you?
Hello, Shaquita. How are you doing?
I am great. Hi, Rocco. Hi, Max. I'm in New York City, and it is 11 something at night, and I am looking gorgeous.
And you know, everyone, Shaquita, go to myspace.com/Shaquita. Shaquita is 21 years old. She is a fresh...
I love radio.
You know, Shaquita, I got to tell you, when I first got this gig, I was like, do I want to do radio? I'm like, you know what? If I could be away from the public and in the comfort of a studio and not see anybody, I'm doing it. So I
get it. Oh, my God. I love radio. Radio and the internet. I mean, you can just be whoever you want to be. I could be a 21-year-old blonde white woman.
And you are. Now, Shaquita, speaking of what you are, you've got more titles than I think Her Royal Highness in London. So,
well, you know, it's my Jamaican background. We got 17 job, man.
Okay, well, you see, you just got everything. You're an opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
You're a reality star. You've got your own Star Search.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's how I actually met Shaquita, because, Rocco, I was in the city. I had some friends in town from Germany, and my good friend Mike, who works with Vanessa Noel, the shoe designer. Vanessa's in Milan, so hi, Vanessa. And we all went to Shaquita's Drag Queen Star Search.
Oh, my God, how hysterical.
You know, New York still has an edge, and everyone thinks that New York is no longer edgy, but if you want to see edge and if you want to see what New York is all about, you got to check out Shaquita's Star Search. So,
oh, my God, those drag queens bring it every Thursday. It's so crazy, right?
Rocco,
I'm wondering where these shows come from. Rocco, have you ever been to the show?
No, I haven't.
What? We got to get you in some heels, honey.
Yes, girl, you got to get me in some heels. I'll tell you, Vivian Westwood had me in heels one time walking for her in Milan, and that was the last time I tried to get in heels. I give a lot of respect to all
those
people.
Did you fall off the runway like Naomi?
just about.
But we got to get you to New York and get you to Star Search, honey. That's the next. That's once you do that, then you can do anything.
Then you've achieved. Right? But now, this show was off the hook. You got it going on every Thursday night. And of course, I got to tell you, now I don't have time to lie or kiss ass, but you steal the show, Shaquita.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Because I think your friends were shocked when all of a sudden this black drag queen starts speaking to them in perfect German.
Speaking of perfect German, you speak 7 languages?
Yes, sir. You know what I always say? If you want to meet a guy, you better learn their language.
You are the Rosetta Scott commercial. We gotta look you up. She was tall and blonde, and he was a farmer from Italy.
Right.
I can see the commercial right now. Rocco, start shooting it.
It would be amazing. But so we ended up to this Barracuda Star Search, Shaquita Star Search, and then I was like, you know what, Shaquita, we got to have you on the show because there is so much to talk about. You know, and during the show, Shaquita, everyone, was also on America's Got Talent. Now, is that a sore subject or a good subject?
I did it for, people always ask me, why did I do the show? And I did it for like all those like young kids in middle America who the only thing they ever see of drag queens or of gay people is the over-the-top, flamboyant, ignorant, uneducated, you know, backstabbing, you know, the kind that basically American television producers think sells TV. And, you know, I was like, well, some of us have class, some of us have talent, some of us, you know, we're not all backstabbers. So I actually, you know, in the beginning I didn't want to do the show, and I asked my producer twice if he would leave the show. And then in the end I spoke to my mom, who's actually a great inspiration for me, and she was like, well, think about all the opportunities you've had, and, you know, if you don't show yourself, then people won't see another side of what the drag community or the gay community or even the black community can do. So I did it, and let's just say I don't think I'd ever do it again.
Well, okay, how was Sharon Osbourne?
I have to say, because it was such a hard experience, you know, you're sitting there 12 hours a day, you know, for me, I'm sitting in a corset and wig and heels and stuff tucked away where it shouldn't be. I'm not going to explain that. but, you know, and that's just really, those are just super, super long hours. But I have to say, everyone was great. Sharon Osbourne was amazing. Even David and Pierce, even Pierce was who was the one that was, you know, supposed to be the meanie. You know, backstage, you know, we had some exchanges backstage, which were super polite. Simon Cowell was, like, super sweet to me. So, you know, I think maybe he thought I was a woman.
Well, you know,
he,
what?
He likes some chocolate.
He sure does, you know. But I think, you know, there was some, at one point when I was watching that show, I was like, I want to give David the X. I don't even know how he got that job. No, kidding. He's a washed up Baywatch.
It's a formula that they found that works, you know, and that's all. It's all good.
No, it's a fun show. I love it. Exactly. I'm not about bashing anyone. But you know what? Nonetheless, you were amazing because you were doing your thing, which is opera. And, you know, my mother, I was speaking today about you because I was like, this is the most amazing thing because your range in singing and your octaves go from, like, this deep bass to, I don't know, to, like, Mariah level.
Yeah. It's a five-octave range.
No, it was really amazing. It was really amazing because anyone who appreciates talent or knows anything about vocal range and singing, it's really incredible. I was watching, I was like, holy shit, like, he really is getting up there.
Yeah, I like to have fun with, I do get a lot of flack from the opera purists that, you know, are like, oh, why do you do that? Why did you do that? And, you know, on America's Got Talent, I sang, you know, I Will Survive as my, you know, semifinal song. And even from everybody, I got a lot of flack from people saying, oh, you ruined the song. And it's like, I was having fun, you know. Everyone knows I can sing high and everyone knows I can sing low. Let's just take a song that you would never expect to be sung operatically and totally, you know, and put a twist on it. So I like to have fun, and when you come to any of my shows, you know that it's going to be kooky, it's going to be fun, it's going to be over the top, it's going to be crazy, and throw in a little bit of talent and humor, and there you go.
No, and it was a lot. The show Rocco was amazing. You know, I felt awful because I didn't even have, you know, I don't leave the house with cash anymore. You know,
Rocco's so quiet. I think maybe he fell in love with my voice. Hi, Rocco.
Oh,
I am single, by the way.
Rocco's looking at your page.
I'm looking at your page saying, damn, look at that blonde woman.
I am single.
I know, right? Tyra who?
You know, Rocco, I come to L.A. all the time. Rocco, I come to L.A. all the time, and I need a place to stay. So can I come knock on your door?
Hey, you're gonna give it up?
This is a Christian show. I would never give it up for free.
That's the way it works, girl. You want to come to Los Angeles? You gotta go on that casting couch. No, I'm joking.
Oh, lies, honey. No, honey. You gotta pay for
Rocco.
This all blonde goodness.
You know what?
All those
Rocco,
blonde wigs cost money, honey.
That's the truth. And you know what, Rocco? If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it, right, Shaquita?
Exactly, honey.
But you know what? And it was funny because we were at the show and I didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. But Shaquita kept putting around her pot to put in, you know, your tip jar, her little tip spittoon. And I felt awful because she pulled me up on stage and I felt like the biggest, I don't even know what, because I didn't have a dollar in my pocket.
Oh, but you were great. You got all of you guys, your entire group was so funny. God love them. And that blonde girl, when I started speaking German to her, she almost pissed in her pants.
And you know what the funny thing is? She wasn't even part of our group. She just came to our group. Because
you can't bring another pretty blonde girl to my show, bitch. What?
Wait till I bring my sister. When I bring my sister, you're not going to know what to do.
She's not. If she's prettier than me, I have a rule during my show. If she's prettier than me, or thinner than me, or younger than me, that bitch stays outside.
Well,
I'm not having any. I know, honey. I'm not having anyone upstage me.
She's total white woman. That's all I'm going to say. She's just like you, Shaquita. Tall, blonde, and attractive.
Perfect.
And
she'll stay outside, though.
All right. That's not a problem. Now, here's what I want to do, because we're talking about your opera. And I want to talk about that just a bit more, because we actually have one of your songs on tonight. And I think we have Dove Sono, which is, per me, in Italiano, una lingua che mi piace tanto quando le persone cantare Dove Sono. So, rock is in Italian.
Look at you just showing off on the radio. God damn it.
You know, I gotta hold my fourth down. But so you know what, Sam, why don't we actually just get to Dove Sono? So, and then we're gonna talk about it because I wanna do a remix of it too, because I think that's an amazing song. So you know what, Sam, let's hit Dove Sono. Everyone, live on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, we've got the amazing Shaquita, MySpace.com, Dove Sono, rock and roll. All right. What do you say to that, Rocco?
That was beautiful.
Really. Thank you, Rocco. My phone number is 917.
will you come
to get a date.
Will you come sing in my ear and make me
fall asleep? Oh, baby, if I sing in your ear, trust me, you won't be falling asleep.
You'll be mad, Rocco. But you won't even give her a place to stay, so how are you going to let her sing in your ear? Now, Shaquita's got, you got a great reel on YouTube. You have thousands and thousands of hits. I was checking it out today. You have your Shaquita Supermodel. And it is, now was that the cut, that whole MTV cut, was that from the MTV Fashion Awards?
No, actually, that's a super old commercial with all of the top models. Like, you know, back then when there was like the big top supermodels. There was a huge commercial they did for a car commercial. And I just took that, and instead of the car, because the whole commercial is who needs a new supermodel. And I just, you know, superimposed myself. Who needs it's pretty hysterical.
You mean you weren't part of that? That commercial was based around you. Stop telling lies.
Yes, of course.
You're talking about cars.
It's me and Naomi and Christy and, yeah.
Your dear friends. All the
and girls. Linda, my best friends. They're not
Absolutely.
My best friends.
How is everyone doing? You speak to them often?
They're good. You know, the funniest thing is I always get compared to Tyra. People always say, oh, my God, you remind me just of Tyra. I don't see it at all, but, I think it's hysterical.
And how does that make you feel? Now, you've got one thing that Tyra does. And
I have one thing that Tyra doesn't. I'm a woman with a secret. I used to be on One Life to Live, like back in the day, that was the tagline: a woman with a secret.
And were you on One Life? Were you on the show One Life to Live as a female? Shaquita, wow.
Yes, I played Wendy Mercury, a woman with
Wendy
a secret.
Mercury.
Yes,
you sound like a weather woman.
I was actually, I think, I was the world's bitchiest bartender on television.
Really?
Yeah. That was my character. I did it for a year, and then I went off to Europe to perform. Yes?
And you just got back from Berlin.
I just got back from Berlin. In fact, at home, my blonde hair is tied in a bun, and I'm laid up in bed with a cold.
Oh.
As you can tell from my voice. Yeah, traveling so much, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, no, Mama's not traveling first class, honey. I'm in coach. Yes, coach, what happened? It's a recession.
That's right.
And, so I got back, and when I got back to New York, I went straight to work, and literally you would see me when I just got off the plane and was on stage. So,
and amazing.
Wow.
And you didn't miss one beat. And you know what? Actually, this tells me, because there's a great new product that I just found, because I travel so much also.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
it's called... It is a great title. Instead of humidifier, it's called humidiflyer.com. I'll get you the email after the... But it's the
gorgeous.
Most incredible little product, and you wear it like... It looks like one of those oxygen masks, but it's your own personal humidifier, so you don't get jet lag, you don't get sick, and it cleans the air around you.
Wow, that's
what I need.
I have a question.
You know, tell me. Oh, you know what, Rocco? Before we do that, everyone, the lines are open. 323-203-0815. Don't be smart or we'll hang up on you. Be cool like we are. Otherwise, you can't be on our show. So the lines are open again. Feel free to call and tell you Talk Radio. Rocco, what's going on?
Okay, Shaquita, I got a question. Now, everyone in the New York scene knows you. You know, people in the industry know who you are. I got a question from Middle America, and the question is this.
Yep.
For all those people out there that were born male, but they inside they feel like they want to dress up in drag, they want to live that lifestyle, they want to be the next you, the next RuPaul, the next drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a couple questions. One question is, how does that person deal with their own family structure and their friends to come out to them? And the second, well, first answer that, and then I have the other question for you.
Well, that is actually the first thing, is to, you know, hopefully have a family that will support you and love you for what you are, for who you are. And, you know, it's sad. You know, I see a lot of people sort of, even the whole, like, gay rights issues or gay marriage bills that they're trying to pass now, people are still, it's so odd to me to see people saying no to gay marriage, and I'm always like, what are you so afraid of? What is it going to take away from your marriage? What is it going to take away from your life? So if you have a strong family, if you have a family that will support you and love you regardless, you know, I always say, if your child is born without an arm, do you love him or her any less? And if your child is born gay, you know, I think we've all figured out it's not a choice anymore. Why would anyone choose to be born gay and live a life that is so difficult? Why would anyone choose to be born black in America? Nowadays, you know, obviously it's a whole different story. But, you know, when I first moved to this country, I was born in Jamaica, by the way. When I first moved to this country, I just saw how people treated black people. And I thought, wow, you know, it's obviously not a choice because I can't hide my skin color, but I could hide my sexuality. And so I decided I'm not going to hide my sexuality. I'm going to be out. I'm going to be open. I'm going to be black. I'm going to be gay. I'm going to be a drag queen. And if people don't like that, that's their problem. So I think the first thing is to hope that your family structure, your family will support you and love you. You know, that is very hard. There are a lot of kids that don't have the love and support of their family, and so they end up on the streets.
I just have to tune in real quick because a lot of, you know, listen, this is an ideal world that we're talking about, that you have a family that supports you. But if you don't have a family that supports you, we work with a great organization. We give my house in Italy to their charity event every year, and that's PFLAG. Check them out online because they are your family away from home. They're there for you. So check out PFLAG.com. You know what, America? It's not that deep anymore. Get real. And I know that we have listeners all over the world. You know what? I always refer to my song from U2 and Mary J. Blige, One Love, One Life, and that's all we got, so why fuck it up?
You know, exactly. Oh, amen, sister. Mister, sorry.
For all the people out there that does not know what PFLAG stands for, it stands for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gay, and there's a website, PFLAG, that's PFLAG.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for pulling it out, baby.
It's dot com.
Okay. Yeah, and they're having their event. You know, and it's like, just in reality, if you don't feel like you have the support for your family members, call them because they're like your 24-hour hotline. We had an incident in Florida where someone called my friend a sissy boy and started with him. And you know what? The police didn't show up, so we just called PFLAG, and they're like handling it. And the girl from Walgreens, Manushka, got fired. So peace out. But anyway.
So Manushka from Walgreens, get the hell out.
I know people who are 40 years old and just coming out of the closet. And, you know, that's just a life, you know, wasted. It's a lifetime of experiences that you could have had. So, but I understand that it is also incredibly hard in this society where everyone's telling you that you're wrong and that you're bad and you're going to be burned. And, you know, especially if you come from a religious family.
You know, my grandmother always says in life, don't regret what you've done. Regret what you haven't done.
Exactly.
So, Rocco, what's the second part to that question?
Okay, the second part of the question was for those people out there that now either one, you know, they've come out to their family and their family's, okay, we're going to accept you as a drag queen, or they decide to move to a big city because they just can't deal with their family's reactions, and they want to get involved in the scene. They want to dress up. They want to go perform. What advice would you give to those people out there
Barracuda, 12 o'clock, Star Search Track.
Oh, my God. I'm hiring you, Max, as my new publicist. You're great. I would tell these young kids, you know, the first thing is, be yourself. Be complete individual. Be your own individual drag queen. You don't have to be a certain type or do a certain, you know, drag is all about individuality and creating your own persona. And that's what I love about, you know, Star Search is people show up doing country music, people show up doing monologues, people are doing backflips. You know, that girl who did the jump and the split, and I thought, oh my God, we're going to have to get her a chiropractor in a minute. But, you know, she's 19, so she jumps right back up. I can't do that. I'm 21.
Yeah, but, exactly.
I'm 22.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to your house, Rocco. But no, really, for all the young kids, and if you feel like you want to do drag and you want to perform, There are no rules. That I think that is the rule. Is there's no rules. If you have an idea in your head and you're like, I want to do this, I want to just bring it on stage. The one thing I always say is just do your best.
Play it out.
If you do your best and you keep working at it, and you're respectful to other people, then you'll always get ahead.
Right.
You know,
so, Shaquita, what if? Oh, say what?
Rocco, the thing is, you know, because we were at this show, and there really is a range. Like, you got the cute little Pixie, then you've got then you've got the amazing Busted, who it reminds me of my aunt so much. You know, it's like you've got such a diverse group of people that bring so many different things to the table, and that really shows.
But that is drag. Drag is, you know, you've got your Southern drag queens, you've got your New York drag queens, you've got your clown drag queens, you've got your femme drag queens. You know, it's which I love, and I think, I mean, I also hear from a lot of the girls, they say, oh, well, New York City doesn't, they don't like the clown girls, or they don't like the, you know, the Southern, like, pageant girls. And I always tell them that is so not true. I mean, we have people like, you know, Candace Kane from New York. We have, you know, RuPaul is from New York. But the thing is, we also have people like Hedda Lettuce, Misunderstood. You know, these people are totally different than the Candace Kanes. Exactly, Lady Bunny. And these people, their looks are totally different, but they all work, and they all do, you know, they all do very well. So just bring your own creativity to it. Bring your own, like, individual look to it, and I think as long as you do it and you do it really well, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah,
perfect.
Oh my God, I sound so old.
No, you know what? It's not, age has nothing to do with it. It's the realness that you're talking about. You know why? Because realness has no age. You know what I'm saying? And you're just basically everyone just real. You know what I mean? But Rocco, I got to butt in real quick because I've got a question for you, Shaquita. We have a listener actually out in London. Go to Ben. What are you doing up this late? I appreciate it. But they want to know, because they want to know who is the real Shaquita. That's what they just asked. They don't know you. So who are you to people who don't know you?
Oh dear. Do we go over the footlights? You know what? You are the celebrity.
But you know what rock are you living under in London? I mean, really? This is Shaquita.
It's all good. I am just, you know what I always say? I am just, a performer. I'm from New York City. I'm an opera singing, dancing, drag queen, comedian, host, whatever you want. I always say I'm the Malcolm X of drag. I will entertain you by any means necessary.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
But and then I performed on it.
Now, there you go. Now, where can people find you to book you?
You can go through MySpace. I'm also on Facebook. I'm actually also on Twitter, but you know what? I haven't gotten the hang of Twitter yet. So, Max, you and I, we're going to have to work that out.
You need to start tweeting.
I'm going to start tweeting.
Yes.
God, when drag queens start tweeting, oh, my God, we're supposed to be dumb and entertaining, not do math and twit. Is that the right
as
verb?
Long as you know how to, as long as you know how to text, Shaquita, you can twit, because I text right from my phone, so it's pretty simple.
Oh, I don't know how to do that either, honey. I just know how to do makeup and hair.
If Mariah could twit, so can you. You know what I mean?
God, I love Mariah. Did she twit you at 3 in the morning? Is that an actual verb, twit? Yeah. Can you say that? Did that twit twit you at 3?
That twit twitted me at 3:30 in the morning. Talk about how she's in the studio.
Honey, that sounds like a booty call, baby.
You know what? My favorite thing was today at 10:30 in the morning, she tweeted me that she had a sore throat. I said, that's what you get for tweeting me at 3 a.m. But you know what?
This conversation is going in a complete wrong direction.
But you know what? Hold on, because we got a caller on the line. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
You know, I got to find out if I've been obedient and called at the right time. It's actually London Garcia from L.A.
London Garcia. We've got London Garcia, everyone, Rocco and Shaquita and all my listeners out there. London Garcia is in the house on LA Talk Radio.
Hey!
She got her own show on the London Garcia Show, Sundays at 3 p.m. is her new time. So, London Garcia, welcome to this panel of extraordinary people. Welcome.
Hi, London.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And London, I've got Shaquita on the phone, so you may talk to Shaquita and Rocco, my co-hosts tonight. So we're here. What's up?
Do you have a question for me, baby?
You know, I don't know if I have a question so much as you have my support, because I'm I'm the L.A. fruit fly, and I absolutely love my little drag queens.
Oh, thank you, baby.
I have more love for you guys. You know what? I actually have an unhealthy love for you guys to the point that that guys that want to go out think that, you know, it's unhealthy for me to have this kind of love affair that I do with my gay boys and my drag queens. And
oh no, honey, it's all love. You know what? It's all about performance, and it's all about creativity, and it's just, you know, the one thing I always say is, and I will admit, I'm pretty successful at what I do, and I've been doing it for a while, but I will always go to a drag show wherever in the world I am, because drag queens always do it for $100 and with $100 and a bunch of safety pins, and they can put on a Broadway style show. And you know, I'd rather go to that than a Broadway show, because with a Broadway show you have, you know, billions of dollars in lighting and costumes and makeup, and you go to a drag show and it's the raw creativity that I love to see. So I totally get you on that, and I, you know, I'm loving when I come to LA, we're going to go see some drag shows. How about that?
Oh my God, I would, you know, seriously, I would borderline drop like maybe the hot cop that I'm seeing or something like that to go hang with you guys, because it's so much more fun.
It is. It's crazy. It's unpredictable. We love it.
And we're all hanging out here.
Yeah,
now, you know,
yeah.
And we're taking Rocco with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just saw Shaquita perform, and what a performance. And Shaquita's happy because they just got no lights at Barracuda, so you got your
Oh, yes, lights. Girl. They light up a black girl. She looks fierce now.
But so... Now, Shaquita, I just got a text message because I'm on T-Mobile texting, so I get texts mm-hmm. during the show, too. And someone said, when is Shaquita's next performance?
I am performing, actually, this Tuesday, every Tuesday at Splash at 9 p.m., and it's free, Splash in New York City. I'm every Thursday at Barracuda Star Search. The show starts sharply at 1 a.m., and actually, I'm flying off to Montreal to do my, I do once a year, I do the show in Canada. July 2nd will be the show.
And where is that show in Montreal?
That's going to be at Mado, Cabaret Mado in on St. Catherine in Montreal.
Wow, I used to live in Montreal.
I love Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal is beautiful.
It's a gorgeous city.
You know, Shaquita, London's got her own show here on LA Talk Radio. It's a new time, Sundays at 3. So, London, you got to have Shaquita on your show.
Oh, absolutely. I would totally love that.
I would be honored. Oh, my God. I love radio. I don't have to put on makeup. It's fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll just do all my shows through radio from now on.
Yeah. You know, I actually am hoping that I can find a way to date through radio because it'll make it a lot easier.
I love that. That's a great idea, London.
You never have to worry about getting STDs through the radio then.
No, I mean, I was about to go there. But, you know, the thing that I like is that, you know, my show, we try to do, like, the PG-13 version of certain things. But I just like the fact that on your show that I can say fuck and not get in trouble.
That's right.
Oh, can you curse?
I
would never
talk radio. We can say what we want here.
I'm a lady. I'm a fucking lady.
But even Shaquita, even without makeup, I can hear that you're bringing sexy back on the radio.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here wearing my short little negligee, and girl, I'm
Rocco,
I got my captain moo-moo on.
A captain Moo. You know, I'm pissed because Shaquita sounds better than we do, and we're in the studio.
I know. I should show them my captain Moo at your studio. That'd be hysterical.
But you know what? London, I want you to promote your show because you're on LA Talk Radio, so we got to give props to people right in our house. You know, charity starts at home. So tell everyone where you are, what time you are, and do your thing.
Okay. I don't know how much I can say because I, you know, being on radio, it's kind of like God's gift to me because I could talk for like 8 hours by myself, which is frightening. But my show is on.
I can play with myself for 8 hours.
I can too.
He said something.
Sorry, London. Go ahead.
I know this girl said something bad, and I totally missed it. So the show
now.
Excuse me?
No, plug your show, girl.
Okay, so the show is Sundays, every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Used to be Saturdays, but I actually started, well, I'd been on a few different days when I was with a couple of other stations. But I'm back to Sundays, which I really love, and a lot of the listeners love that, and the guests, because, you know, they're prima donnas in L.A., and they don't want to drive in heavy traffic. And, you know, I get tired of the bitching and whining, so I'm like, okay, we're on Sunday, so you can shut up now. But it's a very diverse show. I tell people it's kind of like the old-fashioned radio show, the way that I describe it to people. But I give the picture that it's kind of a little bit like The Tonight Show, maybe a little bit like Ellen, the structure of the show, but on radio. So I don't interview just music or, you know, some people like maybe music, fashion, and some other pop culture, but some really, really, really interesting things. So anything new and weird that comes my way, I'm like, gotta have them on the show. So we've had authors, people who've done stuff in reference to, like, Osama bin Laden. I'm like, book them. They gotta be on the show. So just really crazy stuff that I love having on, whatever it may be. And so,
now, London, what's your website?
The website, well, I have a few links. I always point people to the blog because it shows the announcements of who's coming on the show. It's probably the most interesting link. And so it's londongarcia.com/blog, so it's very easy. And then my music program is at londongarcia.com/musicbox with two X's, and then that's where I feature independent musicians and bands for A&R reps. And there's actually a lot of great stuff has happened with that too. And then everything is like London Garcia. It's pretty easy. I was able to lock that name down with a lot of things. So it's myspace.com/London Garcia, and then of course Facebook. You can find me there. And I am now newly inducted Twitter whore. So you can find me on Twitter as well. Twitter.com/London Garcia, and I would love.
And then you're right here now. You know what? We're breaking. London, is it possible you can call back into the studio? Because your phone is just breaking up a bit.
Well, I'm on the landline, but I'll try it again.
All right, cool. So give us a try right back, and then we'll hear you then. So, okay. I don't know if that makes it better. But
it does. A better connection.
All right, so London Garcia, she's on LA Talk Radio, 3 p.m. Sunday. So there you go. And I just had another text come in for Shaquita, and they want to know, Shaquita, hold on, I got to read it. I got to unlock my phone because, you know, people try to steal it and get my numbers.
Yes. I tried to steal it on Thursday.
I gave you the car key instead. Here we go. So the question to Shaquita was, Shaquita, when is the next time you're going to be in Berlin?
I just came back from Berlin. I don't really have any plans for Berlin. Actually, the true story, my manager is actually the same manager of Nina Hagen. So, and we're planning on doing a big concert, because I used to do big concerts in Berlin, and I haven't in a while. So I'm going to go back and do a big concert in Berlin very soon, before the end of around like the fall time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So fall.
All right, and we've got London back on the show. Thanks for calling in. We just had a little static issue going up. You hear?
Nope. Does it sound any better now? Because I'm on a landline, and I heard it breaking up, too.
I don't know. Well, we have you here, so we've got everyone here, everyone. And we want you here, so call in to 323-203-0815 on LA Talk Radio. Be part of our show tonight, because we got Shaquita, we got London Garcia, and we got Rocco from Fashion News Live, my new co-host. And we're all just chilling and having a good time talking about everything that life has to offer and where to find it. So on that note, I'm going back to Barracuda on Thursday night, because I have a whole new group. Everyone's like, oh, because, you know, I posted you on my Facebook page. I had a video, and they're like, we want to go. That's not fair. So I was like, people, you know.
Oh, my God. Get them to sit in the front. That is the best, when they sit in the front.
I will make sure when I come to New York, I'll make sure I come to your show.
You better, honey.
London, when are you coming to New York? Because I know that you have this admiration towards New York. When are you coming out here? London? Did we lose you?
You know what? It's been breaking up so bad, I apologize. Say that again.
I said, when are you coming out to New York? Because I know you love it so much.
Oh, you have no idea. Have you heard me talk about that on my show?
Of course I have. I listen to your show.
My goodness, I have such an obsession with New York. You know, because I think I have like New York blood in me, but raised in LA, because I just want to be able to say crazy shit to people without people getting offended. And I can do that in New York and go, okay, you know what? Thank you, baby Jesus. I'm home.
That's right.
We love New York. You know what? Since my best friend moved out to LA, so I'm there all the time. Not all the time, but I'm there at least three or four times a year now. And I have to say, when I first started going out to LA, I said, I hate LA because I don't know how to drive a car. So I'm stuck and walking around in heels and blonde wig on the streets of LA, people think you're nuts.
Girl, you would never have to do that the next time you come down.
Either,
like, you know,
they
call me
think
up.
You're nuts, or they think they're going to get something for a couple dollars.
That's right.
I think they thought I was a hooker.
Were you walking on Hollywood Boulevard?
I'm like, was that you?
Yeah,
I thought that was Eddie Murphy honking at me. I kept walking.
Not walk on Hollywood Boulevard. She walks. Where do you walk? You walk on Rodeo Drive.
Me?
I saw you.
But I have to say, I love it. You can't beat the weather, the beaches, you know, it's pretty amazing. And so, like, the more I come out there, the more I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of cool. I can get into this. So, you know, they drive me around everywhere, driving Miss Daisy. And it's so much fun. So I can't wait to come out to LA. I definitely will let you know when I'm doing another show out in LA. I think it'll be super fun.
I will so go through hell and high water to go see your show, Shaquita.
Oh my God, I'm totally gonna plan it now. My best friend works at this bar called Foo Bar in LA, and so the owners are always like, "Yes, when you come to LA, just do a show." I'm like, "Yeah," because you know what? I don't know if you know Max. I don't know if you know Rocco. If you know Foo Bar, it's kind of like the Barracuda of LA.
Oh.
Which is great. I mean, it's got that same like vibe. It's the same size almost. So, yeah, I love it. So I'm definitely going to go out there and do a little something for the L.A. boys and girls and Rocco.
That's
well,
right.
Know,
yes, everyone, I'm flirting with Rocco live on the radio. What? I need a date, too.
I want to know, you're flirting with me, but you don't even know what I look like. What if I'm some horribly gross, ugly, out-of-shape guy?
Oh, sweetie, you must think I'm a stupid blonde drag queen. No, honey, it's called Google. I Googled you, honey. I've been Googling you for days before this interview. I said, let me see what this motherfucker looks like, honey. Check him out. Oh, I did my homework, bitch. Okay. I may not be able to count to 10, but I know how to type in the word Rocco.
You know,
great.
I hear it breaking up, and I'm hoping that you guys can hear me.
We can hear you.
Okay, great, because then I'm the one that's got, like, I don't know if it's ADD or what I got going on here. But, you know, when I knew that I was, like, meant to go to New York, my whole family's like, we know you got your Nikes on ready to get the hell out of L.A. to New York, is when I was working on a lot of different TV and film back in the, like, mid-90s and all of that, because I would just say crazy shit to really big directors and stuff, and it was like Office Space where they looked at me like, that's celebrity material, and it was hysterical. Because I was like a big nobody on the set, and I would just say whatever. So right away, the directors and producers would say, you must be from New York. So I thought, maybe I am.
Well, you know what, London? Next time you come to New York, I got a house in Connecticut you can stay at, but it's 30 minutes away. So, and I got the apartment in New York. So whenever you want to come to New York and chill, you're my guest. And we'll go see Shaquita's show.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous that you said that, because I'll do it. I'll show up at the door like, hi, I'm here. Like,
but London, the one thing you got to realize, in Connecticut, you got to get past the gate. But you know what? I got to tell you one thing. You're breaking. I love you, London, for coming on the show, but we're getting such an interference. Your phone's got gonorrhea or something. So I think you get it tested.
I'm actually going to try you from my cell phone and see if that's better. Imagine that.
Try it. All right, well, you know what? We might have to wrap the show up because I think we got like a couple more minutes. So, but
oh, no
London,
problem.
Break out your show's Sundays 3 p.m.?
Yep, the show's Sunday 3 p.m. My main website is londongarcia.com, although it needs to be revamped and updated. But if people just do a search four Lending Garcia show or Lending Garcia through.
This is the Fab Five. This is the Fab Three. And we got him. All right.
Have a great night, London. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. But Rocco, speaking of the Fab Five, we've got Carson coming on pretty soon, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
We love Carson.
So much fun. Well, Shaquita, he's going to be on the show pretty soon. So, but we want to have you back. We know that.
Oh my God. Totally. I'm totally down, honey. This is a great gig. Think about it. No makeup. Hello.
No makeup, and you can stand your back.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay.
You know what? He's trying to get you ready for me when you come stay at my place in L.A. That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, I see. Oh, are you two fighting over me? I love this. This is gorgeous.
Max, that's when my
coming,
girl. That's like, no,
when
that's
you come
fine.
To New York, Rocco? When you come to New York?
I'll be there for Fashion Week in September. Unless I get booked out for a job, I might come sooner.
Okay, you definitely. And when you come, I'm totally taking care of you New York style. Not Fashion World style. No. New York style. We're going to do it down and dirty, honey.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
I'm going to take you out. We're going to drink. We're going to carry on. We're going to have sex. It's going to be great.
Oh! See, look
Rocco,
at that.
Rocco, so what's Rock, style? Did you know, Rocco, did you realize that when you became our co-host that you were going to get offered sex, food, New York style, going out in the town?
I'm just waiting to get some drugs. I mean, shit, is drugs and drugs? I'm going to get you some coke. I'm going to get you some alcohol. I'm going to get you some blowjob, and we're going to go hang out. That's New York style.
You know what, Rocco? Shaquita, this is why I brought Rocco as my co-host, because whatever he says, because we're both Aquarians, right? So whatever he says is what I'm about to say. And so,
oh, my God.
Actually, my quote for the show today, Rocco, was from Salvador Dali, is, I don't do drugs, I am drugs.
That's right.
Ooh, I like that. I've never heard that.
So that's fine.
And it's so, you know what? The truth is, I'm probably the only drag queen or gay person that has never tried a drug in my life. Isn't that odd?
I've never done drugs either. Just for
the
record.
It's all good.
I'm an Aquarius. I am so fucked
honey,
up.
Honey, I'm a triple Leo. I don't need to do shit.
I brought my astrologer, Rocco. We've had her on the show in the past. I brought my astrologer on, and she is dying to read you. She is in love with you, Shaquita.
Oh, gorgeous.
What?
You remember the one that looked like she was wearing a wig and had her back towards you?
And she loves you.
She's like, I got to do a reading.
She's an astrologer?
She is.
Rocco, she read you, didn't she?
Oh, she read me up and down. Shaquita, she's going to read me up, down, side to side, all around.
Was she accurate?
Toss that salad, Shaquita. You know?
I love when straight people talk gay. It just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. She read you up and down and side to side and back and forth.
And then what I said was that she tossed your salad.
Oh,
hear that?
Okay, this too be triple R X for me, honey. Right, I'm a God, Christian woman.
God, can you hear me? We need intervention.
Oh my God!
Friends, right away, clean up this act. But you know, Rocco, we've got a sex therapist on this show. We've got an in-house sex therapist. We've got an in-house astrologer. Yes, we've got an in-house chakra aligner. What? Shaquita's got to be our in-house. What are we going to give her the title?
She's going to be our in-house drag queen.
There you go.
I'll be a drag mama.
You could be our in-house drag girl.
I'll be a drag mama, honey.
Speaking of wrapping it up, because I got to wrap this show up, everyone, wrap it up. Play safe. If you want to fuck, wrap it up. You know what? There's a reason why condoms are made is to keep you alive. So this show, we're going to wrap up just in like a minute. Shaquita, I am so glad that you accepted our invitation to come to Max and Friends with my co-host, Rocco.
I am so honored, guys. You guys are hysterical.
We had an amazing time. I'm definitely going to see you Thursday night with a whole new crew.
Gorgeous.
And Rocco, what do you want to tell Shaquita before we bounce?
It's very nice meeting you. I hope we keep in contact and hope to have you on the show again.
Definitely. Shaquita, I'll see you either in L.A. or New York City.
Shaquita, I'm calling you after the show, and I'm going to give you Rocco's number. Just don't tell him I gave it to you.
Okay, gorgeous. Thank you guys so much. Have a great evening in L.A., and Max, you have fun in New York City, and I'll see you next Thursday, okay?
I'm going to talk to you after the show, because I do that anyway.
Okay,
and then I
gorgeous, I'll hang out.
All right, have a good night, Shaquita, and have a
good night, baby.
Wonderful evening. All right, everyone, myspace.com/Shaquita. You know where to find her. If not, you could always go to my Facebook page. Rocco's going to have her up too. Rocco, who do we got coming on next week? Because we got to wrap this up.
I'm waiting to hear it back, but hopefully we got our fingers crossed. I'm waiting to hear it back from either Carson Kressley or Miss J from America Next Top Model. We got to see who we can get on.
All right, you know what, I was everyone thinking, here, Max.
What? Tell me.
Say what?
What were you thinking? Have you become my pimp? You gonna start pimping me out?
I'm not, right? Tom's the tough Rocco. Take what you can get.
I know. Damn, it's a recession, so let's pimp out my co-host.
And I'm about to get killed. We're probably not going to have a show anymore because Sam's going to make us go. But you know what, Rocco? Yeah, thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Max and Friends with my co-host,
absolutely,
Rocco. Check him out, fashionnewslive.com. We had an amazing time. You can go to my archives here on LA Talk Radio and get all the shows in the back rack. You know what? Go to London Garcia's show on LA Talk Radio Sundays at 3. She's awesome. Shaquita this Thursday at Barracuda in New York. Be there or be square, Star Search. Rocco, my quote for the day. It's the Salvador Dali. I don't do drugs. I am drugs.
Right.
So on that note, everyone, take life to the max because Rocco and I are out of here. Rocco,
right,
have a great week. What do you got to tell
Thank
everyone?
You too. I got my quote for the day. It's from Gandhi. If an eye is for an eye, then we're all blind.
And that's the truth. And that's why I wear glasses. Right. Not. All right. Well, you know what, Rocco? Have a great night.
All right.
I'll talk to you
after
the show, too. Everyone out there on LA Talk Radio, thanks so much for tuning in Sunday nights at 11, 8 p.m. LA time. We really appreciate you listening to our show. And you know what? It's only going to get better. Like Ivana Trump says, remember, the best is yet to come. Sam, we're out of here. Peace out, everyone. Good night.
Peace.
Hey, bud.
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.